Hello, it's Matt.
Hello, Matt. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Great. This is Nick from Hoff & Mazur. I believe you were talking to one of my teammates, Mr. Rick Martin.
Yes.
So
How are
how's
you?
the day coming along? I'm doing wonderful. Thank
Okay.
you.
Good. So your name is Nick. Is that
Yeah.
correct?
Right,
Oh,
Matt.
okay. Perfect. We're just kind of trying to find a software developer that can do an app, a custom app for us. And what we're doing is we're creating a program that meets the needs of special needs children and adults, and specifically for fitness.
Okay. So, like, are we targeting exercises which normally people do in gym, or something else we are looking at?
It would be similar to that. Certainly we would use some of those exercises, but we would have to customize them to be more, obviously, user-specific, if you will.
Right. Okay. So let me just pull out some information that I already have that we have created for someone. Let me see if this is something similar that you're looking at. Just a moment.
Okay.
So normally, if you're talking about a fitness app, there are a few things that we developed for our previous clients, okay? Few things are very common, like I believe Rick has told you, I'm also watching over the chat. He told you, like, there will be exercises, meal plans, some calculations for BMI and maybe calories. They can also, like, choose from what type of, like, wellness goals they have, what type of exercises they want to look at. For example, someone is looking at weight loss. Another person wants to increase their strength. Someone just wants to do cardio or something like that, right?
Yep.
So we specify certain type of exercises under these categories. Are we on the same page?
You email me, is that correct?
Let me see. I didn't.
Yeah, what you just described, though, is kind of where we would want to start, yes.
Okay. So, give me a moment. Okay. And
the development side of it, I mean, you know, obviously, we provide you the content, and then you guys plug it in, or do you?
Well, the content about the programs that you would want us to integrate in it. Okay, so we will be doing is we will be taking care of everything when it comes to the designing part. Okay, you just tell us the stuff that you want. Okay. You want us to put down a picture or an animation of a person doing push-ups or pull-ups or doing some weightlifting stuff, okay? And we will be putting it down. But, of course, if you have something already that you have created, we can use that. So have you guys worked on something, any wireframes or any designs that you have already selected that might go with this application?
No, not yet. I mean, we're on the onset. So we're in the kind of the development phase and really trying to find the right, you know, software app company to help us develop it. I mean, because this is something that we can see going beyond just the fitness piece, but there's social pieces to it. There's, you know, nutritional pieces to it, you know, from a diet standpoint.
Right,
and,
of course.
And we're just trying to find the right developer that can kind of grow with us and that has some understanding of what we're trying to do. And probably the other thing, too, is has some experience in, you know, driving users to the app.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if that's something you guys have much experience in or not, but...
Well, we do have experience in that, okay? We can drive users. That's actually we are talking about marketing right now. Okay, and that's
yeah.
another phase. Once the application has been developed and deployed, then we take it to the next stage, and then we, once the application is up, then we would be doing marketing for that. But of course, that's the another phase we're talking about, and we can always take care of that. We have a team who can help you with the maintenance, with the marketing and everything for the application. So you don't have to worry.
Okay.
Even once
okay.
the application is done, we can take care of it, okay? You can,
okay.
If you want to, you can hire us. Let me just tell you how OffenMeter works, okay? Of course, right now we are in the discovery phase. We are discussing your idea, and we will be providing you some ideas that might go in with your plan and will help you develop a top-notch application for your business, okay? So
okay.
We will be doing our initial discussion, a requirement gathering meeting, and I would be drafting a scope of work document, or we can say an our understanding document after the meeting.
Okay,
that, okay, this is what I have understood from what you have told me, and I will just write down and draw a whole app flow for you. Okay, just like painting a canvas, but I'll be putting
yep.
down in words, okay? So you would know that how the user will operate your application, like from the splash screen where you will be advertising regarding your company or any special messages, from that to going to the sign up or login page, and then putting up their information. For example, like a fitness person might have to input their weight, height, other stuff, whatever you say, okay? And there comes the BMI, and then the application will recommend a person that he can do these type of exercises, okay? For a person who falls under the BMI of a fit person or an athletic body, they will have different type of exercises, okay? For a person who is too thin, skinny, and underweight, they will have different type of exercises recommended by the application. A person who is obese, they will be getting different type of options, okay? So, or a person can always customize it, okay? So, for example, I just want to be more muscular, so I can choose different type of exercises within this application. And, of course, then application will have a reminder. For example, I can set a schedule that I would want to do exercises every day at 4 p.m., so, or whatever time I will choose. So, application will give me a reminder, okay, you have your gym time starting up at 4 p.m. every day. There will be a push notification coming up through my cell phone. So, this is something, a main page, okay, and they can see the progress, or they can always, as you told me, there is option of socializing with each other, so they can always upload their pictures. They can also enroll other fitness gurus, if you think that this will be something you will be looking at, who can guide people through the application. If you think this is a good option, you can always have a subscription plan, and we can enroll them, then they can provide their services, and people can buy through subscription, and you can get a cut through it. So this is another option, if you think that this is something that you will work with. Okay?
Good to know.
Okay, then, of course, then moving to the other part, that's the nutrition part. You, of course, if someone is doing certain type of exercises, the app will recommend them that, okay, if they want to bulk, this is the type of food they would want to eat, okay? If they want to, like, go for cardio or something like that, they want to cut their muscle, they are going for a lean body. So this is the recommended meal that they should eat during this time. So every type of body needs different type of meal plans, correct? You know this.
Yes. Yep.
You know this better than me, right? So I'm someone who will be working with the technology, but you know all these plans and exercises and everything.
Correct.
Right.
Yes, we do.
Okay, then the sleeping pattern, of course. Not too much into this gym. I'm very fat, but the exercises, nutrition, sleeping patterns, I think that everything counts, okay? And I will work with you with the idea. You can guide me. If I'm missing something, I will be sharing the document with you. And at any point you think that I've missed something that you think that is important in the application, you just reply back to the same document or the email that I will send you. Okay, Nick, this is something that I think should come up. or I might have something, I might have added something in that document, but right now you think that we do not need this option. So
okay.
At that point, what you can do is you can let me know, Nick, this is for a later stage. We don't need this thing right now. So I would want you to just remove it at this time, okay? So once both the parties have synchronized on one idea, we both know what we are looking at, I will be able to provide you with a better estimated timeline and a quotation.
Perfect.
Right.
That sounds excellent.
Great. So, like, you are the only decision making authority in this company, or are we looking at different partners?
Yes. At the end of the day, I've got the capital that's going to invest in the company.
Right. So,
and
since you have spoken about it, what do you think that you might be able to invest in this application?
What's that?
Just give me a ballpark figure.
You know, I guess I, at the end of the day, I'd like to see what you come in at instead of just throwing numbers out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can talk more about that.
Right. And are we looking at a timeline? When do you want to start us to work on this application once everything is finalized with the documentation and you know that this is the idea that you would want to work with?
As it goes, we're ready to go. I mean, we've got the concept and the what I would call the content piece of it, how we would want it to lay out. We've got a pretty good grasp on that.
Great.
And then we've got a really good team. We've got a pediatric OT, occupational therapist that has over 30 years of experience. We've got a certified fitness trainer. We've got a pharmacist. We've got multiple people on our team that are all going to engage in terms of building the content. And at the end of the day, we're mission driven on this because I actually have a child with special needs, and I just see a huge
Are we creating this application for people with special needs?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. So
that's exactly right. So it's very, very specific in terms of the market that we're going to reach.
Target, right.
Yeah, our target is it's a very specific market.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also, over 19 million people in the U.S. that have special needs. So,
well, we should not just look into U.S. only. If this goes live, I believe this will be something that not a lot of people have worked on. So, if I'm talking about with my experience, I haven't seen a lot of applications developed for people with special needs, especially in this department, if we are talking about fitness and everything.
Correct. Yeah, there's nothing really out there, and
mm-hmm.
and probably because it is very, you have to be sensitive, right, to what they can do and what they can't do, and
mm-hmm.
But it's also it's needed. It's just, that population is struggles with health issues that are proportionately higher than say an average person.
Right. Okay, and we will be having online classes where people can join in from their home, and a fitness expert will guide them how to do a certain level of exercise, or can teach them, or they can just cross question someone.
Yeah, I think we would like to have that ability.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So it is a little. It's going to go beyond just kind of a basic fitness app where, you're doing stretches. it's
mm-hmm.
going to be a little bit more engagement, if you will. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's obviously, I just want to make sure I'm clear with you. Because
mm-hmm.
I also want to make sure that that's something you guys are capable of doing.
When it comes to technology, it's not an issue for us to develop whatever we are discussing right now. Okay. So everything that we are talking about right now is totally doable. Okay. So, but yeah, I would want to synchronize with your idea. Like, I want to make sure that I catch up what you're talking about, what you want, especially for the special people who would want to do all these exercises and everything. Okay, because this is not a normal application we're talking about, where a normal person can pick up any exercise and they can start with the word go.
Correct.
They have to need some guidance. They can watch some tutorials, already pre-uploaded videos of your experts who can guide them.
Exactly.
And of course, they can have a subscription model where they can enroll themselves in certain classes where they can just take those sessions when the expert will be live. They can join at a certain time as discussed, and they can go and avail this opportunity and take these fitness classes in a live session. And once the session is done, they can always have some questions with them. They can do a quick Q&A, and they would know how they are progressing and what will be the next steps in this journey. Of course, fitness is a journey. It's a lifestyle. So whoever will be enrolling in it, I hope so that they continue to do that.
Exactly. And that's the key to this. I mean, we need to make it accessible and achievable.
Mm-hmm.
And we even have some concepts of rewarding those individuals. You know, as speaking as a parent of a child with special needs, you know, rewarding them is critical. I mean, they look for, you know, that positive interaction.
Yeah.
And so we've got some ideas on how, you know, if you attended X amount of classes or you logged in X amount of times, you would then be, you know, you could, you know, pick something from our, you know, from the store, if you will, like the fictitious store.
We can provide them with some gift vouchers where they can avail certain type of discounts. Or if you just want
exactly.
to give for free,
yeah.
someone who is regular following every step, like all the boxes are check marked, by the end of the month, they can get a gift from our site, right?
Exactly. And so it becomes reward based and incentive based, and the whole time we're fulfilling a health initiative that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's exciting. I'm telling you, like, I think this is revolutionary. I think we could do so much good, and the people that I have on my team are infinitely the wisdom they have is far greater than mine, by the way. They're very smart in terms of...
I can say the same thing about myself. Like, the people we have in our team are too good when we talk about technology, and I'm talking about something right now with you, but when we will be having our, like, next meetings, I will be having my president lined up, who is the president for product and strategy and the development. He might come up with so much more, and will put in so much more into this project that we both will be in awe of him. Like his knowledge about this technology and how we can actually move a certain business towards the application, and how much options we can put in, and how we can reach maximum audience even outside the US. So once I will be creating this document for you, I will be making him go just read it out. So if I have missed any point, he can help me out. And once I share it with you, I will ask you for a Zoom meeting so we can have a conference meeting, me, him, you, and if you want anyone else to join in who can have their input in the meeting, we can have a conference meeting on Zoom, and we can all share our ideas, okay, because we are looking at a very great picture. We're looking at a great application who will help a lot of people.
Yes, exactly. Well, perfect. I appreciate it, Nick.
No problem. No worries. So
and,
if you, can just
you have my email.
I have your email. You have to give me 24 hours so I can just document your great idea into my own words and provide you with how the app flow will work, what features we are looking at. Okay, so right now, just discussing over the top, we are looking at three interfaces, okay? The one will be for the client or the special child or an adult, okay? They will be using their side, okay? Then we will be having one for the people who will be guiding our clients, okay? For example, a fitness trainer or a nutritionist, okay? Or anyone who will be helping our clients in this field. And the third will be the admin panel who will be handling both type of users, both type of notifications for both different users. Of course, even those fitness gurus or experts would also want to have an application built who will be notifying them that they need to take a class at 4 p.m., okay? So they will be getting some notifications, okay, they are late or they need to start at 4 p.m. So at 3 p.m. they are getting notifications that after 1 hour you will be taking a class for these special kids. So we are looking at three interfaces and we want to develop this for both iOS and Android, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay, and do you have any other preference that you would want me to put in, like any color scheme? Do you have a logo? And have you already thought about the name? What will we will call this application?
We're real close. We haven't finalized that yet, but we're very close.
Great.
It's an important piece, as you can imagine.
Of course,
It has to resonate and not be. It has to be unique. So we're close.
Okay, and do you have anything that might help me while I'm preparing this document, if you would want to share it with me?
As far as the logo or name?
No, anything about the idea or how the
if you can send me the initial that we were just talking about, and then I can look at what you're thinking.
Uh-huh.
And then I can add to or delete, I can say, hey, Nick, this isn't, this is more what we're thinking, or can you please add this? I think that's a better dialogue than just,
Sure. Okay.
We'll have a working document then that we can kind of just go back and forth on and then ultimately get to a space where we can have a conference call and then, really would love to understand what is the investment.
Perfect.
What is the ongoing cost to maintain the platform? And then is it scalable? Can we add additional context to it? We think there's a social piece to this.
Mm-hmm.
We think there's, obviously the physical, the fitness piece,
mm-hmm.
the nutrition piece.
Mm-hmm.
We do think there's also a lifestyle piece that
mm-hmm.
we could bolt on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be the key is I want to make sure we always are able to integrate those different categories without having to blow up the whole thing and start over.
No. Well, we do not work with a certain already made codes, okay? We build an application from scratch. Well, we do work, but it depends on the client's choice. So what we will be working with you is, we will be using open source code, okay? So it's like that even once the application is created, we provide a 3-month warranty maintenance plan, okay? So even once it's uploaded on the app stores and everything, we work with you for another 3 months to make sure that you are not facing any glitches or anything like that, okay?
So after those
3 months are gone, of course, you would want someone to maintain your application on a regular basis because you do get updates from Google and Apple every now and then, okay? So you can always retain us, or if you want to go ahead with another company, you can always do that, okay? It's not something because we work for hire. Everything that we will be developing, the designs, the codes, APIs, SDKs, everything, it will be under your name, okay? You just pay us for the services. We will develop this application for you, and you will provide us with your Google account and iOS account, and we will upload this application under your company's name or your name. So We just simply work for hire. We do not keep anything with us. That's what our NDA is all about. Of course, I will be sharing all that document, and you can go ahead and read it through. And, everything, I think right now, everything's clear. I just need to document this idea that I have in my mind according to what information you have shared with me. If I'm talking about a meeting, when you are available for tomorrow, if you can just help me out with the time.
Anytime after 9 a.m. Central time.
Central, okay. Perfect.
So.
Anytime after 9 a.m., yeah, that's when we come to office. So, I can schedule a call. How about 11 a.m.? Will that work for you?
Tomorrow, sure.
Yeah, tomorrow, 11 a.m. I'll shoot you a quick message, okay? And I'll send you a Zoom invite link for 11 a.m. tomorrow, okay? And meanwhile,
okay,
I'll just sit down and work on your document.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you, Nick.
No problem, Matt. You have a wonderful day.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.